This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A new TV show about the Shohei Ohtani-Ipe Mizuhara betting scandal. Also, the Dodgers roster plan with James Outman, Chris Taylor, Andy Páez. We got Dodgers getting new numbers. Also, Dodgers-Padres preview in the top 5 moments from the Dodgers-Padres fake rivalry. That's coming up next here on Dodgers Dugout Live.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
Welcome to Dodger Stadium.
Dodgers win!
This is the golden age of Dodger baseball.
Grand slam! It's a double for Freddie.
They're going to make big signings. They're going to make impact trades. This is the most anticipated season in Dodgers history.
Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
What is up, Dodgers Nation? Doug McCain here, credential member of Dodgers Media. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Now, if you haven't yet, do us a huge favor and subscribe to the Dodgers Nation YouTube channel because we are giving away a brand new, authentic Shohei Ohtani road gray. We've already given out the white. Now we're giving out the gray. All you have to do to be eligible to win is subscribe to the channel and comment "Goat Tani" down below, and you'll be eligible to win. Of course, we start every episode of Dodgers Dugout Live with a poll question of the show, and I ask you guys over on the X, would you want to see the Dodgers sign Ha-Seong Kim this offseason? And right now, 38% of you say yes, while 62% say no. So more no than yes. We'll talk a little bit about that. You know what I want to see? I want to see Teoscar Hernandez back in Dodger blue. That's one of my top priorities. But I get that asked that question a lot about Ha-Seong Kim, so we'll dive a little bit into that topic. But first, of course, where are you representing Dodgers Nation? Where are you representing your boys in blue? Give us those cities down below in the comment section. And today's show is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season with Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, and the NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds in just about every sport out there. Head to the website today to use your mobile app to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So we're going to dive into our first topic here. A couple of hours ago, it was announced that we've got some number changes. So some new numbers for your Los Angeles Dodgers. First reported by David Vasse, who tweeted out, Dodgers rookies Gavin Stone and Andy Páez are listed as having new uniform numbers. Gavin Stone goes from 71 to 35. Andy Páez goes from 84 to 44. So you got new numbers for Gavin Stone, new numbers for Andy Páez. Also, you get a new number for Michael Grove. Michael Grove is going from 78 to 29. So I knew about this for Andy Páez going to 44, and you love this. This is one of the big steps of becoming a big leaguer, right? You get your big league number. You're not seeing anything in the 70s or 80s or things like that. And I think for Andy Páez, I love 44, of course. Hank Aaron, he famously wore 44. And Rich Hill wore 44. In between that, you had Tommy Canley. You had Andre Jackson. So, look, Andy Páez is a slugger. Andy Páez can hit the ball as hard as anyone out there, really, it feels like these days, especially for rookies. And I like it. It's a great number change. It feels like, okay, there's a big step. It's kind of crazy. It's just a number, right? It's just a number. But still, I think it's big because it shows that these guys – feel and are going to look like big leaguers. And I just love 44. I think it's a great number. Like I said, Rich Hill wore 44. Who else wore 44 for the Dodgers that we can think of? Vicente Padilla, A.J. Ellis. Of course, A.J. Ellis wore it. Daryl Strawberry, big signing that had its ups and downs, but really was looked at as a little bit of a bust. Jose Vizcaino, Ken Landro. Ken Landro had a story that he told about when he signed with the Dodgers and how he just still couldn't believe it. And he would be in center field and they would ask him, why are you looking down? And he'd be looking down at his Dodgers uniform because it meant that much to him to be wearing Dodger blue. As far as Gavin Stone, I like the 35. It's a little bold because you got Cody Bellinger, who everyone loves, rookie of the year and MVP. But the disrespect to Lance Lynn? Lance Lynn? Are you kidding me? Hopefully we don't see Gavin Stone giving up like 10 home runs in his next start. If that's the case, we're changing back because that number might be cursed. But you have Cody Bellinger wore 35. Brett Anderson wore 35. Brett Tomko wore 35. Jim Goff wore 35. Bob Welch wore 35. And then you got... we got Michael Grove going to 29. So 29 is a clean number. I like 29 for pitchers. If you look at the Dodgers history for number 29, he's going Austin Wins. The disrespect for Austin Wins. Billy McKinney, Andy Burns, Ted Lilly. Oh, gosh, Jason Schmidt just threw up in my mouth a little bit. But how about Adrian Beltre? Recently inducted into the Hall of Fame, you got Adrian Beltre. So some memorable numbers that have been worn by memorable Dodgers players. Let me know down below that you guys like the number changes. What number would you wear if you were a Dodger, Donio?
I'd wear number 16.
Number 16?
I've always worn 16 from growing up all the way up to junior college, baby.
You going Smitty's number 16?
Yep.
I like it. I like it. How about Noel? What number would you wear?
Damn. I probably rock with a 25. I'm a basketball player, but that's the number I always wore. It was always just super special to me. So 25, I'll keep it in baseball too.
I like it. I like it.
That's a power hitter's number right there.
Yeah. I've always liked number two because, of course, you got Tommy Lasorda. We're number two. That's retired. I always like number one too since we're the number one Dodgers YouTube channel. No, it's Pee Wee Reese, of course, has that number retired. But let me know down below in the comment section, what Dodgers uniform number would you rock if you could pick any number? How about 21? Of course, that's Butane's number from Dodger Z. Nando, has anyone actually worn 69? Of course, Nando is going to ask that question. Nando, and yeah, if you look at the number 69 in Dodgers history, has it been worn? The answer is no, no 69s yet. You'd be the first player to wear 69. Nando. But first topic we're going to get into is we got 17. How about 7? 7's great. Grizzly says 23 like my boy Adrian Gonzalez. It's a fire take right there. It's a let's go Dodgers right there. We got Eddie Ramos 3. 3 is clean. We got Nicholas rocking with us from the 818. Roy Estrada, 911. Probably no 96s either. That's from BC. Has there been a 96? Yeah, I highly doubt it. Let's see. Yeah, they're actually, nope, no 96s. No 96. No, wait, it didn't Landon, what did Landon Knack have, right? What was Landon Knack's, the first one that he had? But some of these obscure numbers are always cool to see. Yeah, Landon Knack did have 96. Now that I think about it. But first thing we're going to dive into today, an original TV series is being developed about the Shohei Ohtani, Ibe Mizuhara betting scandal. That is the leadoff for today's show. Lionsgate Television is developing a scripted TV series based on the gambling scandal involving Shohei Ohtani and his former interpreter. The entertainment company Lionsgate announced in a press release this week. And what the show is going to be about, they're going to show Ohtani's rise, his origins, and becoming one of the best baseball players ever. And then him signing that record-setting 10-year, $700 million contract. And then, of course, Ipe Mizuhara stabbing him in the back and stealing over $17 million and accruing all that gambling debt. And you got some serious producers behind this. Tony Award winner Scott Delman and sports reporter Albert Chen are going to be producing the series. And in the press release, it says, this is Major League Baseball's biggest sports gambling scandal since Pete Rose, and at its center is its biggest star, one that Major League Baseball has hitched its wagon on. We'll get to the heart of the story, a story of trust, betrayal, and the trappings of wealth and fame. So for me, look, this is just, hey, Shohei, welcome to Hollywood. Right? We all knew that the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, of California, of the United States, of the universe, of galaxy, they're not Los Angeles, right? The Los Angeles Dodgers are. So welcome to Hollywood, because they will milk any and everything. And look, I don't know who's going to play Shohei Ohtani. I don't know who's going to play Ipe, but can we get a small role for Tyler Glasnow and have Killian Murphy in it? That's all I care about. That's all I want to see. If we get that, then I'm fine with this. But yeah, I see people out there saying, okay, this is going to be about exposing Shohei Ohtani. No, they're not going to be calling the show the Fall Guy. No, that's not the angle of this, but I'm not that interested in this. If it was a real documentary, maybe I'd find it interesting. But for me, a dramatized version of this, when they're going to have to find a way to make things interesting between Ohtani and Ipe. And if everything was Ohtani being 100% honest and forthright and having no clue about this, then what's it going to be like? Are we going to see an Ocean's 13 version of Ipe Mizuhara at a casino or something like that, and that's all we get? No Ohtani? It's not going to be that interesting to me. So not that big on this, but you guys can let me know down below in the comment section. Are you going to watch? Let me know down below. All right, so next topic we're going to get into is one of the big... I like this. Mr. G, Lance Lynn just gave up another home run. Give you a finish him for that. We got Robert Downey Jr. is playing Ipe. I like that. I was going Kevin Hart. I think Kevin Hart should play Ipe. That'd be cool. Oh, wait a minute. Kevin Hart's already playing Jose Altuve in the Astros cheating scandal movie, apparently. So, yeah. Sorry, but he's not available. Jalen Brunson is as Dave Roberts. Interesting. The guy who played Shang Tsung in Mortal Kombat as Ipe. Danny Cortez, I might watch, but I'm not going to enjoy it. Yeah, I think I'll end up watching just because that's what I do. Did you go to the comedy Netflix last night? I did not go. Dave Zander, a little under the weather. Kelly Oshiro Gross on Robert Downey Jr. We got Kamor Dong Kim. Should be a fun series this weekend. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Absolutely. Too early for a movie about Ipe. Good grief. Yeah, Kelly, I agree with that too. The timing, just... Too early. But a couple more things about, a couple more comments here. Tatis is dropping his cream again tonight all over the field, talking about that ringworm cream right there. Hasn't been the same.
Bruh.
You're going to get a bruh for that one.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
But we did also get a little bit of insight as to how the Dodgers are going to manage their roster when Jason Hayward gets healthy. What are they going to do with Chris Taylor? What are they going to do with Andy Páez? Well, we know Andy Páez has been fantastic so far. Andy Páez has proven he can hit big league pitching, that he's going to be able to help this team. He's going to be a big boos to the bottom of that lineup. He's hitting 308. He has 4 home runs in 20 games, 85 plate appearances, a 140 weighted runs created plus. Eddie Páez could get Rookie of the Year vote. So he's not going anywhere. The question is, do you option James Outman? Do you option Gavin Lux? Do you Phantom IL Chris Taylor? Do you DFA Chris Taylor, right? That's pretty much what's on the table. Well, we've seen so far Gavin Lux trending in the right direction, hitting over 300 last 6-7 games. We got, oh, wow, massive. Whoa, whoa, stop the presses here. $100, you win. $100 super chat for Randy Hopman. Just wanted to help out with the cost of the jersey. This is from all 90,000. You want to get that up on the screen here so we can read it properly. But 100 big ones, man. Jeez, I really, really appreciate that. We got Randy over here. Just wanted to help out with the cost of the jersey. This is from all the Dodger heads. Have a great weekend. Randy Hopman. Anyway, that's going towards Teoscar's contract. That's going towards the CBT. Man, I'll buy 2 Micheladas with that thing. But can't thank you enough, man. Really, really appreciate that. You get a double comment of this show. But getting back to the roster situation and James Outman and Chris Taylor and Jason Hayward. Well, Jason Hayward, he's taking on-field batting practice. He is trending in the right direction. We're waiting to see if he's going to have a minor league rehab assignment. Are they going to plug him right back in there? That remains to be seen. But Doc did shed some light on the James Outman situation, and he said, but right now, for me, it's just go out there and try to work through some things, clear your mind, and help us win a game. So I don't think that I'm not going to outwardly say that we're having this conversation, because we aren't actually, not right now. I think that some of this is contingent on Jason and his progression, which is coming along really well. So we will have some time, but I just want him to kind of hopefully have some clarity and start fresh today and just take some good at bat. So that tells you that they're still in on James Outman, that they're not looking to option him and send him down to AAA, because I think the Dodgers, they know he's not going to benefit from that. It's not like he's going to go out there and see some things click and then he'll come back up and he'll translate. They need him to figure it out at the big league level. And so far in 30 games, James Outman, hitting 163, has a 293 slug, 3 home runs, and 104 plate appearances with a 65 weighted runs created plus. So those numbers are down. And for me, it's just the power. The power is what needs to come back up, because last year, 23 home runs in 151 games. He hit 248, which is not fantastic or anything like that, but you saw the occasional slug. The slug is down from 437 to 293. The weighted runs created plus is down from 118 to 65%. So right now he's 35% below league average offensively. Last year he was 18% above league average offensively. So they just need him to find his slug. They need him to connect on home runs. And that's really the big thing for me, is a little more extra base hit approach. And you'll live with a lower batting average if you're getting the slug, because let's not forget, this is someone who is more of a dangerous hitter than Chris Taylor. This is someone that's playing a premium position in center field at an above average level. I still think that right now, James Outman, he helps this team more than Chris Taylor does. So I don't know if Chris Taylor is scheduled to hurt his oblique or whatever it may be, and maybe he can hit that reset button with a Phantom IL stint. But there's no way that you could justify optioning James Outman in favor of keeping Chris Taylor on the active roster. So look, I think for me, that's pretty much as simple as it gets. I think they're leaning towards not optioning James Outman. I think they'll figure something out with Chris Taylor, who, like we talked about earlier, he has been one of the least productive bats, if not the least productive bat in all of Major League Baseball for any hitter with a minimum of 60 plate appearances. You look at the strikeout rate, it's top 5 as far as the highest. If you look at the batting average, it's last. So he's struggled mightily, and I think for his sake, he'd benefit from a trip to Arizona trying to mechanically retool that swing. And I think that's the biggest thing for him, just because he just lacked that production. And James Outman, as a base runner, as an outfielder, as a hitter that can leave the yard more frequently than Chris Taylor, I think that it's absolutely clear what they need to do. I'm not saying that the best option for Chris Taylor is to DFA him. I think AAA is not really the best thing for him either. I think it's an Arizona stint to just really kind of work on pitch recognition, work on that swing, work on his timing and his hands, and just getting himself in a better position to have success at this level. But let me know down below in the comment section, what do you want to see with Chris Taylor and this Dodgers team and James Outman? We got a hammy for Metabolic YouTube. We got put him on the 180-day IL. We got It's Puffs. They can't do what the Astros did with Jose Abreu for Chris Taylor. Andy Pies gets the Kobe Bryant number 24. Excuse me, 44. We got, hey, D-Mac, I know I look the best in that Shohei Ohtani road gray. Absolutely. I'll give you a Let's Go Dodgers for that one. But I've got a lot of questions about Ha-Seon Kim. Should the Dodgers sign Ha-Seon Kim in the offseason? Well, just a little rewind. Ha-Seon Kim, he's in his final year of team control. He has a mutual option for 2025. Most likely, I don't see him picking that up. And the Padres right now, they're not in a position where they're trying to add salary, right? They're trying to shed salary. And I don't think they're going to look to give him an extension that's north of $100+ million. And Ha-Seon Kim last year, he was great. He won a gold glove at the utility spot. The first guy to do that. He beat out Mookie Betts for that award. And in 2023, he had a 112 weighted runs created plus, the home runs at 17. And he was a phenomenal, versatile defender. This season, he's not having as much success. The batting average at 211, down from 260. He's about league average offensively, so it could be worse. But I actually like the idea of Ha-Seon Kim possibly. And I've heard when I was in Korea, I had people, Korean insiders, that told me he would love to be a Dodger. And there were some rumors he might be switching his agent. So yeah, that media press box would be extremely packed. A lot of Japanese media members. There could be a lot of Korean media members, and it's the Dodgers. So look, if you think that Mookie Betts is the long-term solution, maybe you go that route. I think at his age, that's a lot to ask as far as a range standpoint. Do they give Gavin Lux another opportunity? He possibly could. But right now, I think that if there's any mutual interest between Ha-Seon Kim and the Dodgers, maybe if you can't get Teoscar Hernandez back, or you think that the fact that he plays a more premium position, maybe you get a Ha-Seon Kim because of that versatility, and you go out there and you try to find another version of Teoscar Hernandez, like they did with JD Martinez, where you're signing a right-handed slugger type, a guy that can rake against lefties and righties on a one-year deal. So that's possibly something you could do. As far as on a scale of like 1 to 10 Dodger dogs, how in on am I? I'd probably say like a 6.5 or 7. But I'm not, probably leaning closer to a 7, because I think he's a really, really talented player that if he's in a happy situation like the Dodgers, could really help this team. He's still just 28 years old. Could be your gold glove shortstop. And I think it'd really be a nice fit. But Nando 390, Bo Bichette on the cheap. Hey, man. I mean, there's no indication they're willing to trade him, and he's got a couple years left. So it's a little different. We've seen this team likes to spend money instead of trading their own assets. So that's one thing that you have to consider right there. But coming up next, we got our high five, our top five plays in the Dodgers versus Padres fake rivalry. That's coming up next here on Dodgers Dugout Live. What up, Dodgers Nation? D-Mag here. I'm here to remind you that if you have not yet, be sure to subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel for all latest Dodgers news, rumors, hype videos, interviews, breakdowns, live streams, and more all year long. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. And if you really want to help the channel out, smash that like button. Also, you will not be eligible for any of our giveaways unless you are subscribed to the channel. So all you need to do to be eligible for all of our giveaways is just make sure that you are subscribed. We just gave away a brand new authentic Mookie Betts jersey valued at over $350. And we got tons of giveaways coming this offseason. So be sure to be subscribed so you are eligible to win. And as always, think blue, bleed blue, and please subscribe. And welcome back to Dodgers Dugout Live here. If you haven't subscribed yet, be sure to do so so you can win that Shohei Ohtani. Hold up, guys. that Shohei Ohtani gray jersey, the road gray, so pretty, so clean. You got to subscribe and comment Goat Tani down below. So we got our high five right here. We do it. We count down our top five. Of course, it's called the high five because the Dodgers, they invented the high five, Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke. And today I've got my top five plays from the Dodgers versus Padres fake rivalry. The reason I call it a fake rivalry is because it's not a lasting rivalry. It's not Dodgers-Giants. It's not Dodgers-Yankees or Dodgers-Cardinals. To me, it's Lakers-Kings, Lakers-Suns. It's a fleeting, temporary rivalry that's based solely on the roster makeup of each team. I don't think that this is anything that stands the test of time. I definitely think there's a lot of juice right now in between these two clubs, a lot of tension. There's no doubt about that. But I think, look, it's a division rivalry, just by definition, but it is not the rivalry that Padres fans think it is. But starting at number five, we're gonna go with Greinke and Carlos Quinton getting into it.
It hit him, wouldn't you know? Now he has something to say, and look out here. A.J. Ellis got out there just as Greinke and Quinton got together. It looks like the majority of the players are trying to be peacemakers.
So one thing I love about this is when Vin Scully, who I could just listen to him reading the dictionary or a phone book, I love when he's doing basically an OG John Boy style breakdown, and Matt Kemp is clearly using the F word and he's saying fertilizer in place of that. So classic Vin Scully. But how about Zach Greinke? Okay, Quinton has like 40, 50 pounds on him, and he's the first guy to get on the ground. And Zach Greinke, of course, the unfortunate thing is he hurt his clavicle and he was out for a month, but he was fantastic. I mean, he was great that season. After that, a 1.49 ERA in August, a 1.23 ERA. He hit .328 that season. So I love me some Zach Greinke. I love the Vin Scully. That's fertilizer. That's fertilizer. He's just breaking it down for us. Then coming up next, we got the reverse 4+1. We've got the 1+4. That's four on our countdown for the top Dodgers and Padres rivalry moments.
Get that curveball.
This ball is driven to right field, going back.
So what a moment. I mean, the Dodgers come all the way back, and you had Cody Bellinger and Corey Seager coming through, Max Muncy, Mookie Betts, and that team was special. It was the injuries that really derailed.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
That team, but got a super chat here from my guy, Mr. Richard Flores. What up, Richard? The rivalry is renewed. Dodgers, Padres, that classic walk-off in 1951, those vicious fights, all the history going back to New York. Oh, wait, wrong memory. This is not a rivalry, you Padre fan buffoons. I love it. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a fire take from Richard. Yeah, they're like your kind of little brother's drunk friends coming over, just getting a little too excited and just talking a little too much. It's like, I remember when I had my first beer. That's kind of the vibe I get from Padres fans. Like, I remember when I had my first good baseball team, right? I remember when I had my first rivalry. That's kind of the vibe I get from then. But then coming in at number three on our countdown, a little Mookie magic.
Gonzalez is 0-1. Slot at the right center field. They've taken the first two out of 19 in 2021.
And just an incredible play by Marcus Lynn Betts. And let's not forget that he's one of the best defensive right fielders this game has ever seen. And now he's playing shortstop. So that was a great moment to start that season. And then coming in at number two, Cody Bellinger steals Fernando Tatis' lunch money.
Lifts his ball to deep center field. Bellinger twisting around, still going. He's at the wall. He leaps, and he made the catch. Cody Bellinger, a robbery of Tatis, keeping the Dodgers in front 4-3.
I mean, what I love about that play is the call from Joe Davis, but it's also Cody Bellinger flashing the ball to that Padres dugout, and Manny Machado, he's crying at Brusdar Gratterall because Brusdar, I've seen some glove throws. Threw his hat, he threw his glove. I mean, he just lost his mind there, and that really made that a short series. If he hits that home run, we could be looking at a longer series. That Padres team could have got some momentum. They're a front-running team, but just a great catch. One of the best plays from that postseason run. Cody Bellinger was invaluable. I mean, he gets that play defensively. He also had another rob job later. He has the game-winning home run in the NLCS. So, hey, without Cody Bellinger, there's still a World Series drought for the Dodgers. But then coming in at number one, this was the easiest call for me ever. You got Vin Scully on the call. You got the Dodgers trailing 9-5 in the bottom of the ninth inning. And then we got the 4-1 game.
And a high fly ball to left field. It is a way out and gone. The Dodgers win it 11-10. Oh, unbelievable.
Jeff Kent, JD Drew, they hit home runs off of John Atkins. And then Trevor Hoffman comes in, one of the best closers in baseball history. Then you get home runs from Russell Martin and Marlon Anderson. And then you got Nomar Garciaparra finishing things off. I'll never forget the Nomar double hands just clinch in the air. And what was so amazing about it is Kent, he hit a home run there on a 1-0 pitch. Drew hit a home run on a 2-1 pitch. That's just six pitches right there to get two home runs off Atkins. And then Russell Martin and Marlon Anderson, they both hit the first pitch they saw from Trevor Hoffman for a home run. So you're able to get four home runs in that situation on 11 pitches. It was just insane with the 4-1 game did right there. Like I said, Kent, Drew, Martin, Anderson, they saw 11 pitches from Atkins and Trevor Hoffman to hit those four home runs. Just one of the great, great moments in Dodgers history. And I mean, you look at that Padres team and the Dodgers team back then, very different teams as far as their aspirations, but just what a moment, an improbable moment. And that Dodgers team, that era, you had to love it. You had to love it. But a couple more comments, guys. I'm actually headed down to San Diego, going to the Padres-Dodgers series. So be on the lookout for post-game shows. I'm going to do a vlog from there. If you're down at our beach house, Dodger Stadium South at Petco, come find your boy, and we'll talk some Dodger baseball. So a couple comments here, a couple walk-off shots. We should cheer even louder for CT3 so we can get some confidence at the plate, like Trey Turner in Philly. Same with Outman. Totally agree. Give you a let's go Dodgers for that. Yes, Ha-Seong Kim, please, from Justin Kim 2000. Soon Lee Outman getting sent down. Don't think Chris is taking a minor league stint. He doesn't even have to accept it, right? He has service time, so that's probably not going to be an option there. D-Mac, trade Taylor or release him, let him catch on with the team where he can get more consistent playing time. I mean, you're talking about a guy that is still owed around $24, $25 million. Dodgers would have to pay the majority of that salary. The best thing for him, if he wanted to catch on to a team, really would to be DFA'd, clear waivers, and then he could sign it with any team on a minor league contract. Alfredo Bias, D-Mac, please send a shout-out to all the Dodgers fans in Arizona. We out here still staying true to the blue. Absolutely. You win for comment of the show. Shout-out to all the Dodgers fans out in AZ. We run this region, and you guys are a big reason why. So, absolutely. Alex Renteria, Garcia Parra was clutch in that game. Wish we had him in his prime. Yeah, I mean, Nomar with the Red Sox, he was better than Jeter. Pretty much as good, if not better, than A-Rod for a couple years there. Just one of the best hitters for a 2-3 year stretch. And unfortunately, he suffered some injuries. Wasn't as good of a player with Chicago or the Dodgers, but still was great to see him in LA. Dave Zander, it's a shame the Padres play at Petco. That's a dope park. I love Petco. And yeah, it's definitely a great experience. If you haven't checked that out, you definitely need to go down there. Damon McLean, all the way from Australia. Repping with it. I love it. You live in Australia, so you get to see the Giants season go down the drain in reverse, right? So love it. Life just a phase. Why is CT even playing? He's an automatic strikeout. The playing time has been down. The at-bats have been down. We got Johnny Owen. Padres have nothing to worry about. No playoffs, no World Series. Business as usual for San Diego. Their World Series is tonight. It's this weekend. You will have an absolute parade at Gaslamp. Thank you for calling me the GOAT. You the GOAT right back. We got Rod Wilson. We got Craig, 11 strikeouts for Glasnow tonight. I like that prediction. I'm going 2 out of 3 for the Dodgers. You got Glasnow on the bump today. You got King, who the Dodgers got 4 bombs off. But the matchup I'm looking at is Sunday. Walker Buehler, Yu Darvish. You get a strong start for Buehler on the road. That would be massive and massive. Metabolic says D-Mac needs to take a helicopter to San Diego. Yeah, going tomorrow. Two, so I've been going for tomorrow's game down in San Diego. Who's your fave reliever, D-Mac? I would say right now, I mean, got to go with Evan Phillips. Evan Phillips is that guy for sure. There's no doubt about it. But that's going to do it, guys, for this quick episode of Dodgers Dugout Live. Be sure to subscribe, comment Gotani down below. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Hope you guys enjoy, hopefully, a sweep. Hopefully, we get the sweep Diego down there. I'm going to get a shout-out to some walk-off shots. Hey, D-Mac, give Dodgers fans from Netherlands a shout-out. We staying up late. Hey, man, this is Dodgers Nations, not just Dodgers Nation. But thank you so much for rocking with us today. Enjoy your weekend. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the channel. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. Hit that like button. Got my super producer, Antonio. Big shout-out. Just looking for all your comments all show long. And, yeah, he's big time. So see you guys next time. Remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time, think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
All good.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.